In Northwest news, from KNKX, keeping guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves or others is the goal of Washington Initiative 1491 on the ballot. Opponents worry it will further stigmatize mental illness. 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story. And a warning, this story does contain graphic content about a murder-suicide.
On a June day in 2015, Marilyn Balzerac faced what no mother should ever have to. She and her husband, Matt, were about to go out when she went to wake up her stepdaughter, Brianna.
So I walked up the stairs and I opened up her door, and she was lying on the floor with blood on her bed and on the wall. I screamed for Matt, and I just knew she was dead.
When her husband got to the room, he discovered Balzerac's 23-year-old son, James, also dead, with a gun on his chest. Apparently, he had killed Brianna.
And then he had shot himself.
Before the murder-suicide, Balzerac says she knew her son was troubled. He threatened to kill himself before, and she tried desperately to keep him from possessing a gun. But she was told by the police and the courts there was little they could do. The statewide gun initiative, Initiative 1491, which Balzerac is a main advocate for, would allow concerned family members, police, and others to go to court and quickly obtain an order so that the person in crisis would be prevented from legally accessing firearms. Balzerac says in her son's case, it would have made all the difference.
This would have given me the tool to keep the gun out of his hand.
But the people against Initiative 1491 say, even if it's well-intentioned, passing such a law will reinforce a misperception about people living with mental illness. Mental health advocate David Combs says he's concerned the initiative allows a gun to be taken away from someone because, in the words of the initiative, they are exhibiting mental illness.
There's just this association that when I talk with people that go, oh, let's get rid of the crazy people. And that'll solve our problems.
Combs, who has bipolar disorder, worries about the rights of people like himself. The initiative, he says, is just too broad, allowing even a roommate to petition to have someone's right to own a gun taken away.
So there's a lot of concern about the due process and the low bar as far as what needs to be required in order to execute the order.
Proponents insist there are enough protections in place and point out that no matter who petitions the court to take a gun away, a judge still has to decide each case individually. In the past, any initiative like this that restricts gun ownership has been vigorously opposed by gun rights groups, including the NRA. Now, the groups have come out against I-1491 this year, but so far, none have put money into the campaign to defeat it. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.